Today, I'd like to share some thoughts with you about Jesus' parable of the seed and the soils. It's a parable of love and of resistance to the message of love. The soil is the human heart. The seed is God's word, his word of mercy, forgiveness, and love. And Jesus is talking by analogy about you and me and how we are affected by the message of God's love. Why is it that there are times in our lives when hearing that message is so difficult and resisting it seems so easy? Jesus begins by talking about the hard soil where the seeds simply land on the dirt but can't break through to ever plant a root. Then he talks about rocky ground where a root shoots forth quickly but not deep enough to drink water from the soil and dies scorched in the heat of the noon sun. And then there's the third type of soil where the seed couldn't grow because it was plagued with thorns that choked the seeds to death. These are those hearts for which the cares of the world, the worries of the world, or perhaps delight in the pleasures of the world, choke the word and it proves unfruitful. There are times in each of our lives when the soil of our hearts is hard, when it's rocky, when it's covered in thorns. But there are also times in each of our lives when the soil of our hearts is rich and fertile. And that's the happy note on which the parable ends, where the seeds fall on good soil and bring forth grain in abundance. Where are you in this story of love and resistance today? Where are you in terms of letting your heart absorb the message of God's love that it may grow within you? Don't give up on love. Love is the most potent and transformative force in the world. St. Paul tells us that we'll always have hope, faith, and love, but that the greatest of these is love. And when he speaks of that, he's talking about the love for us, which God showed on the hard wood of the cross, sacrificing his Son for us. There's just a possibility, you know, that by that love, every one of us might be transformed to bear the fruit of Christian joy and to share it with others.